we present Dull Sun, Polished Moon by Mike Walker. Dull Sun, Polished Moon.
There's no point in showing you all of this, Father. It's pretty heavy stuff. We'll just skip on some here. The last couple of minutes will...
Does Brazil's economic miracle...
Not there. The last couple of minutes will give you the flavor of the whole thing.
Oh, they're all going backwards.
Yeah, all the fun of the movies, huh? Okay, here we go. Somewhere around here, just after the tree. Here we go.
At the time of the first conquests, about 4 million Indians lived in Brazil. By 1950, an official census counted 150,000. By the mid-70s, the number had fallen to 100,000.
You get that?
Yeah.
And now, as Brazil's economic miracle begins to hit problems, as the peoples of the cities demand a bigger share of the good life...
Oh, the good life, yeah.
What is the future for the Indians? They were Brazil's first inhabitants. Will they also be the first to disappear?
Yeah. Okay, it's fine. Would you, you want to go somewhere for eats, Father?
Oh, some air. It gets stuffy in here.
Yeah, it's all these smokers, huh?
Hi, Bill, how's yours?
Hi, Louis, fine.
Good.
Well, what do you think, Father?
Of the film?
Sure, we can start with a film.
What it says is true, that's for certain. Is it yours?
No, we borrowed it to show you.
Why?
Why? 3 million then, and what? 75,000 now, maybe? Can we cross here?
Sure. The facts speak for themselves.
Yeah, but nobody listens.
Not so, Bill. There are many who do.
Sure, the committed listeners. That's not what I'm after.
Who then?
World opinion. Does that mean anything? Viewers, voters. I am going to be selling 15 minutes of prime TV time, networked across the states. So I need a product which is going to hit a Newark housewife or a garage mechanic from Michigan right between the eyes.
And what do they know in Michigan of the suffering of Indians?
Just exactly what we tell them.
And when they know, what difference does it make?
Sometimes quite a lot.
Agreed then, Bill. It is a good thing to show the world how the Indians of this country are treated. But what now?
What now, Father, is that I've got permission to go into the Aripuana.
The reserve area?
Yeah.
There's more?
Look, let's drive, huh? My car's down here. And that way we don't get overheard.
You're anxious.
Not for me. It's you the cops follow.
Oh, but they don't touch me.
No, not yet. The Indian father, isn't that what they call you? The priest who teaches his congregation to fight rather than pray. That's what the New York Times said.
And they haven't let me back into the forest since.
Nope. And so now you fight them in the slums.
I wish it had never been written. I regret it.
Yeah, it's what keeps you alive. Come on.
Right. No one can hear us now.
I said we'd got permission to go into the Aripuana Reservation. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go in, okay. But we won't stay. They're building another road out that way, through unprotected forest.
And
there are tribes there, Father. Indians, they haven't been able to get into the reservation area. They are right in the path of the road. And we're gonna be there, too.
But for you to go there, that's crazy.
It's the point of the knife, where it happens. Where the blade goes in and the blood comes out. Where they need you.
Ah.
You're interested, I know.
They've hidden this well. How did you find out?
Well, if I don't tell, then you can't.
We can go along the coast road. North?
Huh?
Can we drive north?
Sure. Why?
I want you to meet some people.
People you work with?
An Indian, thrown off his land. He could help us. He knows that country.
Uh-huh.
And a young man called Thomas.
An Indian, too?
Brazilian. Someone I hold an affection for.
A protege, Father?
In a way, yes. If you'll take him, it could teach him a lot.
Is that your fee?
I don't want you to do anything against your own wishes, Bill.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Better look it.
Huh? Oh, sure. What is this place, Father?
Oh, what does it look like?
A garbage dump? Sure as hell smells like one.
It is.
Wow.
The forest was taken from these people. The city will not have them. There is no money. They pick over the rubbish and try to live. Hey, Thomas.
Hello, Father. Hey, good to see you. You've grown rich.
Oh, not me. This is my friend, Bill Krause. Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. Glad to meet you.
Hello, senor.
Thomas, is Javert here?
Sure, Father.
Then we must talk, eh? Come, let's fight. What do you think, Javert? Can it be done?
By me, yes. I am Indian. By the civilizados, I do not know.
It'll be a small crew. Me, cameraman, the father here, and you two.
The forest is much trouble sometimes.
I've worked there before. I know what to expect.
And where we go, the people there. They don't like, they kill.
All of us?
Maybe not me. Maybe me too. Not so good idea.
But it is a way, Javert.
I can get killed here.
To fight. To show what happened to your people. Why they ended up here. To show what's happening now.
The Americano makes picture. All whites make picture. In the forest, they say, whites have three eyes. Two in the head and one they carry on a strap round the neck.
Moving pictures, Javert. To show to millions of people.
I do not know millions of people. Thomas?
I guess I don't want to leave here right now. But this would mean money.
Yeah, sure. You'd be paid as porters, Javert here as interpreter, guide.
With money we can do things, eh, Father?
Yes, and you will see, Thomas. Learn with your heart what it is like in the forest.
Will you go anyway?
I would like to return, yes.
With or without us?
If it can be done, if Bill can do it. And he says he can, though. Why he wants me so much?
Your name will mean a hell of a lot to the picture, Father. It's worth a few risks and a bribe or two, believe you me.
And it will do me no harm to be out of sight for a while.
Right.
I'd like to see it. See what you've told me about, Javert.
It would be great pain for me.
We'll go out. I'll leave you to talk so you can decide.
Yeah. See you in a while, fellas, huh?
I'm worried, friend Thomas.
Sure, it's a risk. But we've got to take risks.
No, I worry for you. And the priest.
Father Alvaro.
You came to us from the sea. You saw what we had become, and you did not let us forget that. You are my brother, and now you go away from me.
Oh, that's just not true, Javert.
You listen to the priest. I left my house. I went many days. And when I returned, my brother was not there. Was it the jaguar that took him? Was it the river that took him? Was it an enemy that stole him from me? I ask, but there is no word for me. In my house there is sadness now.
Javert, you are my brother. But you... We can't fight here alone. Or maybe you can, I don't know. But in the end, war clubs, bows and arrows aren't going to make a lot of difference. We have to find other weapons, other ways.
Yeah.
The fathers taught me that. Just like you've taught me other things.
And what he teaches, it has death in it.
He lives with that. Every time he opens the door, he doesn't know if it'll be a friend or a death squad. He fights because he has to. And that's the same reason you and I fight. I guess what it comes down to is that I trust him. Like I trust you.
Have you decided yet? Our American friend must make his plans.
Well, Javert...
It's incredible!
What?
It's incredible!
The noise!
Down there, the
quest goes on and on forever.
Not forever.
Quite a sight, eh, Tomas? The first time.
The screen, on and on, as far as you can see.
Look down there, the river. That's our way in. Cuts through everything.
What?
The river. We're landing on it. You all right back there, Ray?
No worries.
I meant the equipment.
Thanks. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't think I like flying so much.
Ray?
I am here.
In how many pieces? You want to give me a shove with this door, Ray?
Right out. Just so long as I don't bust my shoulder. And can't shoot.
You can hold it with your teeth.
Can I, hell?
So, we are here.
Yep. So, let's start earning our bread, gentlemen. Get the inflatable up and start ferrying to shore.
Come on, guys, move it.
Huh?
They don't like to hang around, these guys. The pilots.
Okay, this is it.
They are scared of the forest, of what it might do to their machines.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Take it away.
They want to come in and out fast.
Where do you want this, Bill?
What is it, for God's sake?
Stuck.
Way over there, Ray.
Where are we?
About a day upriver from the Lager village.
Takes 6 months to walk this far, right, Father?
Yep. More, maybe, if you lived.
It's a hole in the middle of nowhere, Tomas.
Here she goes. Hope nobody forgot anything.
I'd love a beer. Day one, evening. We flew in today by float plane with no real trouble. The forest, yeah. As usual, it's good to be back. I always feel somehow at home in a forest. It has something. Whether it's here or New Guinea or anywhere else in the world.
What are you doing,
Bill? Hi. Taping notes. I want to try and get a book out of this, too. In fact, I need to if I'm going to cover expenses. How are the rest of them?
Oh, fine. You know, I always feel an imposter when I'm here in the forest. As if I've arrived centuries too early.
Hey, that's not bad. I'll use it if I may.
Oh, Bill, you are irrepressible.
Yep. They call it plagiarism, Father.
Come on. We'll go in.
Yeah.
You should be resting, Tomas.
No, Father. Not tonight. There's so much to see.
Almost too much, eh? That's what I felt first time when I was a young priest sent into the forest. But there is evil here. Not the Indians, but a system that sees sawmills and mines where we see trees and earth. That sees a good balance of payments where we see men and women. Give a man a gun, and sooner or later he will pull the trigger.
That doesn't sound like a priest.
If the gun is there, or the system, men will use it or be used by it. It's the same thing in the end.
And when you pull the trigger, who will the gun be pointing at?
Does anybody know the answer to that?
I think you do.
And I think you should sleep now. Tomorrow will be a big day. Good night, Tomas.
Good night, then, Father.
Into the bank! More! More! All right!
I see them!
Now! Out to the middle! Out!
This is crazy!
Hold it steady! We're through! Hey, Bill. Why'd you do this?
It's my job.
He wants to win a prize.
Sure. Everybody wants to win the prize. But it's important for other reasons, too.
Important enough to drown for?
Nobody's drowning, kid. Not in my crew. I can't afford it.
listen to the wrath of God there.
Rats! Right in front.
Which way?
To the bank.
Which bloody bank?
Doesn't matter now. We're past.
We must stop, Bill. Rest.
We'll lose time, Father.
He's right. I'll take it in.
Whose boat is this, Ray?
Screw your boat, Skipper. It's my bloody life.
Will you really win a prize, Bill?
What? Oh, yeah, sure, if we make a good picture.
But what is a good picture?
One that tells the truth, I guess.
And which particular truth is that, mate?
Well, I guess the picture you take of what happens. Right, Bill?
Yeah, sure.
You think old Billy is interested in the truth?
I think he's a good man.
Fine. I think he's a bastard. But that makes no difference. He's a bloody good director, and that's what counts. I just don't think anyone in this business tells the truth.
Okay, Ray. So you nearly got drowned today. Now just relax, okay?
No worries, Billy. I just don't want the kid to think we got any kind of premium on the truth.
What does he mean?
He means that you can't shoot even 10 seconds without a point of view. And that's before you edit, add sound, music, and commentary. You see, where we're going, we can shoot to make these Indians look like noble savages or dirty pigs, or anything in between that. And so we have to make up our minds before we go in just what we want to show. Now, that's true for you and Javari and the father here, because we're going to show what a lousy deal they get. But some guy in Brasilia, now, he'd rather see what heroes the guys are reclaiming the wilderness.
But there must be something true.
Sure. It's whatever you believe in.
Science?
Yeah, okay, I'll buy science. It's what makes cameras work.
What do you believe in, Bill?
Well, not in kids' games like, what do you believe in? The only honest-to-God truth is an empty screen. Zero. Zilch.
Hey, what did I start here? Grab a coffee, Bill.
Yeah, thanks. Javari, you haven't said anything yet.
You talk too fast. I don't hear your words.
We're in on wet ground, Javari. That's all.
So let's just do the job we're here for, huh?
It must be near by now.
Very near. They are watching.
I don't see anybody.
They see you, my friend. All the time now, they look.
So creepy.
They're just being careful, that's all. If they were angry...
Then we all dead now.
What do you say, Father? When you meet a guy who might kill you if he doesn't like the way you smile.
You're about to find out.
There, on the bank.
Ray, I want you to film all of this.
Sure. He went down with his apertures open.
Take us in, Thomas. Father, you and me get out first. Thomas, you and Javari stay with Ray.
And if anything goes wrong, paddle like hell.
Won't make any difference.
I just like the idea of trying.
Pass me the cassette, Ray.
Right here.
There's a group of Laga men waiting on the bank here. No canoes, no women or kids. They're wearing the red Aruku coloring. They look... Hell, I don't know what they look like. Happy, angry, bored, curious. I just don't know. One or two have bows or spears, and no one's waving. Well, I guess they're serious. So it's all up to Father Alvaro now. Ray, when you're ready.
Okay, Mr. Kratz. It's your big scene.
Father?
Ready.
Let's go.
Go in, Father! It's cool! Hey!
Just watching makes me feel cool enough.
I used to spend half my life in the water, back at the village. Out above the rock pools, catching lobster. But I guess they don't do that anymore. You look tired, Father.
I'm not as young as I was. And that meeting was a strain.
Oh, it went fine.
Afterwards, you could say that, Thomas. But at the time, it is not so easy. They have met whites before, these people, and have had no bad experiences. But even so, you can never tell. A little difference from what you know. A smile at the wrong time. A move forward. A tightening of the muscles. Things which in one place mean friendship might mean something very different here.
These people can never hurt anyone.
Don't get carried away.
The kids are just the same as I was. And the others. I mean, we just arrived out of nowhere and were accepted. Not as something special, but just part of the family. Life goes on and we're here and that's all. And that's great.
What you see and what is really there might be very different.
Oh, you can feel when things are right. They're strong, these people. Given a chance, a real chance, not a garbage dump outside some city, they could cope with anything. Have you seen one child been hit since we've been here?
I grant you that. And in many ways, it is an ideal life. That is what I felt at first.
But you haven't changed your mind. You still fight for them.
Perhaps for a different thing now.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Oh, maybe there have been changes.
You'd mess all this up?
In the future?
Future. Ask Javari about the future. He smells its stink every day.
If you let me finish, I was going to say the right future.
The one you think is right.
Look, Thomas, you are very bright. Maybe one day you'll be very clever, I hope. But today you are not. Today you are being pig-headed, rushing from one side to the other and sounding off in each place. You think you're saying something very important, but you are just making noises.
And you're treating me like a child.
You are a child. What's wrong with that? I wish to God I were sometimes.
Well, I hope they don't get changed by anyone.
Thomas, you're not an Indian.
I told Javari something like that once. I also said you had a lot to teach us. Maybe I was wrong.
You won't find it here amongst these people. The problem may be, but the answer isn't here.
What if it is, and you can't see it?
All right, you see something, this village. You think it's good, so you want to save it. Thomas, all on his own. So you need a few bad men to fight against. The Americano, me, maybe even Javari, too.
That's just not true. Javari's an Indian. He knows how it is, and how you are.
He's suspicious of me, isn't he?
Yes.
I can live with that, if I must. But you, Thomas, how you feel, that I do worry about.
Could be I've grown out of needing fathers, of any kind.
Could be.
That I can make my own mind up without being told.
Hey, you too.
By you or the American.
And what will you do, Thomas, if one day you meet some really bad men?
Good swim, Thomas?
Fine.
Great. We got some work to do. There's going to be a hunt, and Javari got permission for us to go along.
More carrying.
That's what we pay you for, son. Javari, who's doing what here?
Young one. Kretiri. He will shoot for monkey.
Uh-huh. Stay on him then, Ray.
Now hold. You see, hold still.
Incredibly still. How do they do it?
They become as animal. Hunt how jaguar hunts. Now, quiet.
Go, Ray.
Quiet.
Well, great. Where the hell is it?
Still in tree. It's very thick.
See? Bleeds there.
Move in on that, Ray. Blood on the leaves. Great title, that, huh? Are you getting that?
Okay. Fine. Fine. Thomas, guard me in.
Along the arrow, Ray. And then its face. Close on the eyes. Ah, beautiful. And cut.
What's it all about, Javari, out there? The singing.
A big dance tomorrow. Maybe get ready, they play flutes. No women then.
Why?
It's sacred music. The legends say once the flutes belonged to the women and only women could be present when they were used. But the men stole them and now it's the other way around. The dances have different meanings, though. What are they dancing for tomorrow, Javari?
They don't tell me, priest. A thing not for telling, not yet.
Anything left for us?
Father?
If you could produce a cold beer right now, I'd reform and join the church.
That would call for a miracle.
A cold beer?
The reforming.
Ah.
What's for eats?
Manioc and fish.
That makes a change from fish and manioc.
What's all the noise?
We don't know. The hunt? There's a big ceremony tomorrow.
Great. We'll catch that, right? Mm. We're getting a lot of really good background stuff here.
Oh, but the real business, my friend. When does that begin?
Oh, about 2 months or so. Before anything real begins to happen.
And all this isn't real.
Oh, you know what I mean, kid.
Oh, but why so long? Why did we come so early?
They've got to trust us, Tomas, if we're going to be around when trouble starts. We arrive late, and we're just more white faces to shoot arrows at. They're not going to see any difference unless they know us really well. Anyway, there's another village to the east. I reckon they're the ones having the trouble right now.
Why didn't we go there first?
No contacts. Really wild guys, from all I heard. Don't want to go anywhere near them.
Has there been any contact between the villages?
No. No, and that's strange.
Javari, do you know anything about it?
I know.
Well, what?
Much anger between them. That is all I know. Things happen that are not good.
Couldn't we get them together? Get them working together?
Too much between them now, I think.
But if we explain the danger...
I doubt that we could. Anyway, I guess that'd be wrong.
How so?
I don't think they'd understand.
Why not?
Well, they've no experience of the white man at his worst. And what the hell are you going to tell them? That they'll be flooded with transistor radios, rifles, and all that crap? Well, fine, you ask them. They've seen our stuff, and they'd like some. They're no different from anyone else.
But such things destroy them.
Ask Javari.
It is true, Tomas. I have said many times, when they come to my people first, there are always hands out to take.
I guess. So what do you do?
I don't know. Father?
Stay away.
But we want to do that. Stop the farms and the roads.
Once one white makes contact, then everything proceeds from there.
Why? We don't have to follow it up.
The white man brings his sickness with him.
Look, after the hunt the other day, when we were coming back, you know Kreteri, the one that shot the monkey? Mm-hmm. Well, we sort of walked together, made signs at each other. He made a joke about the monkey he was carrying and the camera, that his monkey would be good to eat, but what would happen if I tried to eat the camera, you know, just joking around. And when we got back here, and he had to go off and do something, he put his arm around my shoulder and just squeezed, because we were friends now, and he was glad about it.
Nobody's saying they aren't good people, Tomas. That doesn't really have anything to do with it, you know? Not with the reason we're here. Our job is to make a film.
And if you could change something, warn them about the road builders, but it would spoil your film, what would you do then, Senor Bill?
The question doesn't arise.
Sometimes it will. Would you rather have dead Indians on your film or live ones in the forest and no big prize?
That's hardly fair.
But it is, Senor.
Hell! There are a lot of things on people in every situation, and they all affect the way it comes out.
But you, what would you do?
Kid, it doesn't matter a damn what I would do in some kind of situation that hasn't even happened yet. Smart-ass talk about right and wrong might make you feel real clever. But in the end, it's about as much use as masturbation.
What you mean is you won't answer.
What I mean is I wish you'd grow up.
Oh, you said nothing. Nothing at all. I'm gonna bed.
Tomas, wait.
Why?
I want you around tomorrow. We'll be filming.
I'll be there, senor.
You want to get that set up, Tomas? About here, I think.
All right.
Hey, come on, kid. Don't let it get on top of you, huh?
I'm all right, senor.
Kids.
I'm gonna kick ass if he goes on like that.
This is worth saving, Father.
Who said it wasn't?
It's beautiful. You want to join in?
Javari certainly does.
Get me some more film, will you, Tomas?
Sure.
More tape, Bill?
It's fine. What we got is fine. It's pretty repetitive stuff. Just use a loop, huh?
Yeah. They go on a bit, these guys.
You could say that again.
Stop.
this heat, they gotta be exhausted.
They're used to it, remember.
They must be working themselves up to something.
It's their way into the real world, the magical world. Sometimes they can tap its power directly, or so it seems. As if there are certain moods that they have to be in before they can do certain acts.
Well, something's sure going on out there.
The trouble is, we don't know any of the languages. Or at least, none of the important ones.
As Javari. He's been pretty thick with them. Thomas, you did well today. Thanks.
That's all right, Raimondo.
We'll make a first assistant out of you yet.
Not for me. I don't want to be like the...
Look, you should leave this quarrel, Thomas. It is a waste. Bill is much older than you. He has many difficult things to do. You should put your anger to one side. Learn from him.
I guess.
Bill.
Hi, Father.
All locked away?
Yep, every frame. Only wish the hell we knew what it was all about.
I know, Americano.
Huh? Oh, hi, Javari.
Very high. Can I get any of that stuff?
Not for you.
What is it?
For us only. Perhaps you would not like.
So what is happening, Javari?
The people will take what is theirs. The leaves will be washed clean.
Why can't these guys ever speak straight?
Who, Javari? Who will take it?
In the villages, there will be blood.
What's he mean?
Look, do you know this?
I know this, priest.
When?
Soon.
Oh.
When it is time. We will see their backs and they will be looking away.
At the road builders. It had to happen, didn't it?
It is the way.
And what will you do?
I will dance with them.
So what the hell was all that?
The other village, the one between us and the road.
Yeah.
There is bad blood between them and the Laga.
Yeah.
They are going to wipe the blood away. There will be a raid, killing.
Oh.
But they can't.
Look, I've seen it happen before. The Laga will go visiting. All very friendly and concerned about the road builders. Then, when the others have no suspicions, they'll cut them down.
But, for God's sake, Father.
God's got nothing to do with it, kid. Somebody's uncle got killed or something. It has to be cleared up, that's all.
Oh, that's doing the road builders' work for them. Can't they see that it's stupid? They've got to stand together.
Simply, Tomas, no, they can't see that.
You must talk to the chief, Father. You and Javari. Make him stop this.
I don't know if Javari would want to do that. The chief speaks the decrees of the people. He doesn't make them.
We can't just let it happen.
Yes, we can.
There's nothing we can do.
But we're here. We have to do something.
Oh, by being here, we have done something. We've added our power to the village. They feel stronger with us here. So what better time to wipe away the blood?
And if we hadn't been here?
Who knows?
The dancing doesn't sound so good anymore, eh?
It sounds... I don't know.
Relax, Tomas. Worrying ain't gonna change a thing.
You shouldn't worry. This is what you want, isn't it?
Don't put it onto me, kid. It's your load. You carry it yourself.
Did you know before you came? Look very damn good on your TV.
I just about had you, kid. Just about as much as I'm gonna take.
That's enough, Bill, my friend. Let me talk to Tomas alone.
I don't want to talk.
You must let me try to explain.
There's nothing to explain. Just leave me alone.
This is getting to be a habit.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Oh, it's okay, Father.
So who's going to carry the equipment? I don't get paid for that.
The guy who gets paid will do the job.
You reckon?
I know, right, Father?
Tomas will do his job. Whatever happens, he will come with you. Though, what will come of all this, I don't know.
You're the one who wanted him educated.
I wanted to educate him. But perhaps that's not the same thing.
The village attacked by our Laga proved to be likewise Laga. Probably a group that split off years ago. Maybe that's when the feud began. Well, there's no feud anymore. Because there's no village anymore. The whole place has been burned. The big communal huts, the crops.
I can see Criteria and some of his mates wandering around looking pretty pleased with themselves. Well, I guess they ought to. They broke enough heads today. Those big war clubs. Bodies. Quite a few of them lying around. Hell, it takes a lot of clubbing to break a head. It's messy. The rest, and most of the women and kids are in the forest. They got away. Some they caught. They'll take them back, I guess. Just absorb them. And I guess I'm just numb. I can't believe it really happened. Some part of me can't help seeing it with American eyes, even though I know my rules don't apply here.
These guys are tough, right, Billy?
Yeah. Brutal, Ray. Hold on. I ought to note that Javari, our guide, played a pretty big part in the fight. I don't think he killed anybody. Maybe that wouldn't be good manners or something. Or maybe because of Tomas.
Now, who's the kid?
Ask him yourself.
Hey, Tomas. How's it go?
I thought they were good people, Ray. I thought that.
You'll get over it.
No.
You have to, Tomas.
Javari. Will you trust him again?
He's your mate.
Not mine. I don't want any of it.
Oh, you got it, kid.
None of it.
You need to ease your soul. Then see the father. He can accept it.
Then he's a fake. A liar. No priest at all.
Very oppressive weather. Gets almost unbearable. Sun hidden by low, gray clouds. Immense heat building up hour after hour. Heavier and heavier. Irritating. Creating a feeling of tension as if something apocalyptic is about to happen. How these people stand it, I just don't know. The first rainy season I've experienced here. And the last two, I hope. When the heat gets to the point when you think everything's going to break up or you're going to rip the ears off the next guy that even looks at you, the thunder comes. Electric storms. And the rain. Nobody here wants to do anything. Just lie around. If you get up, you're going to argue with somebody. And it goes on. Day after day. Then it clears up for a while. And then the whole goddamn thing starts building up again. I've never, I don't think, experienced a climate which is so physical. Maybe the people here can accept that. But I find it pretty hard. And we wait. All of us. Just wait for something to happen.
Tomas. Tomas, my friend.
Huh?
You make me sad, Tomas. I'm sad because you do not look at me now.
I gotta sort things out.
It is in your eyes. They do not look. Not at me. Not at the priest.
Only at the rain.
I told you I gotta try and figure it all out somehow.
Die. Be here.
Well, maybe I'm dead.
As I was. You would not let me die. I do not wish you now to die.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were pretty good with the old war club. Cut a few notches on it, did you?
It was not my wrong. I kill no one.
But you were part of it.
I do not know what you say, Tomas.
Aren't you just as bad as the people who took your land?
I took no land.
Can't you get it in your stupid, thick head?
There was blood between the people. There was a settling, that is all. The way it has always been.
Always, yeah.
The way of the people. Until they are no more.
Maybe that doesn't matter so very much now.
Two months now since the attack. The captured women and children seem to have settled in well enough, which is more than you can say for us. Father Alvaro spends most of his time with the Indians now. He's learning their language, which he tells me has a Tupi base, which is very interesting. Ray's taking his camera apart and oiling it for the 100th time.
112.
Which isn't very interesting.
It's the smallest bloody train set in the world.
I'm just using up tape for no real good reason. Tomas and Javari spend most of their time not talking to each other. I guess the kids got problems, but then most kids do. Yesterday, Kretiri told Javari he'd seen Kariaba, white men in the forest, and getting nearer. So, looks like something may be happening soon.
Thank God.
Yeah. Getting to seem like years instead of months we've been here.
Yep. Get you that way.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yep.
Here.
What's happening? They're going crazy out there. Javari! Father! What the hell's going on?
Big trouble, I think.
What for God's sake?
Where's Javari?
Ray, get the camera. You get this.
They have taken a girl.
What girl?
Oh!
The Kariaba have taken the Mateo's daughter. She was with the others in the forest and she was stolen.
Stolen?
Ray!
All right, give me time.
The others, they saw Kariaba. They are angry now, the people. To have a white face is not good now.
You better get Tomas over here.
I get him. You stay.
Look, this is what we came for. Of course we got a film. And you've got to get us going with them, Javari, when they attack.
Still the same song, eh?
You got any alternatives, Tomas? Or maybe you reckon this is what they deserve,
It's all crazy, all stupid. Why can't they see that?
That's the thing is stupid. Never stop somebody doing it.
You all sit around, all of you, accepting everything. You do nothing ever.
Oh, boy.
Only let things happen and say, it's all rain on wet ground.
I'm gonna need more film.
You get your damn film yourself.
What? And what would you do, Tomas, now?
Go to the road builders. You and I, Father. Make them give the girl back.
That's crazy.
Because it would spoil your film?
Because it wouldn't make any goddamn difference. You don't know these people, kid.
And you do, Americano. Well, Father, will you come with me?
Tomas.
Will you?
I will wait.
You'd better get back, Javari. You don't want to miss the fun when the killing starts.
Tomas, I cry for you.
Save it. Come on, Father.
Goodbye, Javari. Thank you for guiding us here.
Remember, priest, when you guide a son, you must show him the end of the trail.
Even if you don't see it?
Even so.
Have you two finished? Can we go on?
Yes. They look busy enough.
Why not? They're getting up.
Hold that. Don't move or you're dead.
Okay. What's happening there?
It's a couple of guys.
Indios?
Nah.
We've come.
Now the next one goes through you, hombre. Shut it, okay? Whites, looks like.
Okay, relax, you guys. No trouble here. Just one hell of a big question.
You two, hands on heads. Move. I said move, goddammit.
I wish to see your boss.
Now get up and listen. Out here, it's the Wild West, see? Only there ain't no John Wayne with no star. Me and my buddies, we hired to protect the road guys, and that's what we do anyhow. And ain't nobody to say nothing about it. So you want to end up in a hole under the ground, just keep being clever. Because it'll be a real pleasure to blow you apart.
Heads up!
Now, boss, these guys just sort of came out of the jungle like monkeys.
Like Indios.
Indians, and they'd be dead already. Hey, boss.
Who are they?
But this one looks like he's some kind of priest, missionary, maybe.
Take them to my trailer.
What?
Now! And get back to your posts. Both of you!
You all right, Father?
A bit bruised. I've known worse. You?
Yeah, I guess. I never said... Oh, these guys are something else.
They are scared. Scared gutless of the forest, the Indians. So they have to show they are men, loud enough to drown out their fear. And that makes them dangerous, very dangerous.
I'm glad you understand that, Senor. It will help you to be sensible.
Can't you control them?
They would be useless if I could do that. I have a job, to drive a road through this wilderness, to bring civilization and light to this darkness. To do that job, I need such men. Otherwise, the builders will not work.
They're scum.
Quiet! Oh! You have nothing to say. You, senor. You are a priest?
Yes.
Missionary?
We have been with the lager.
Well?
The people your men stole a girl from.
They need women. Women and drink.
A terrified Indian child. Does that help them feel like men?
What do you care?
You must send her back.
Must?
It is kidnapping.
So?
It is against the law.
The law, priest. The survival of the fittest. That's science. Just like laying down a road. Oh,
you call those animals out there the fittest?
You an Indian lover? Boy? I ask you a question.
Then I guess I am.
My road will bring wealth to this country. My boss, he tells me build this road. He don't say build it if the Indios don't mind, or some stupid kid don't mind. He says build, so I build. And I don't let nothing stop me.
But how can stealing an Indian girl help?
I have no time to argue points with you, priest.
Hey, take them to the paint store. Hold them there.
They cannot be the fittest.
But they will win.
They must not.
How can you stop them?
I don't know. Somehow. Look at them out there. They're animals.
Their fear makes them that way.
Filth.
And what makes them what they are?
Oh, don't play games. Not now.
Look, I'm not. You say they're foul, but go to San Paolo. Sit down to dinner with a fine man. Sit in his cool house, Thomas. But what if such a man works for the company that also employs those men out there? They at least have hungry families and fear to drive them.
And the Indians, they just suffer.
Oh, they are savages too, you said.
You don't have to tell me.
And?
And what?
Oh, come on, Thomas. Don't play games with me.
I don't feel like thinking. Not right now.
You don't feel like thinking right now? So what are you going to do? Suck your thumb? Thomas, the great fighter.
How the hell can I fight in a tin shack?
Think, boy. You may not have much time. You want to die for a mess in your head you don't even understand yet?
Look, shut up. So who's dying?
A lot of people are going to die out there. People who happen to be Indians. People you've lived with, that you cared about before you went back to wetting your nappy.
All right, so it's wrong. What do you want me to say?
Oh, what do you want to say?
That it's... hell, that it's wrong. That this is wrong here. What they're doing, it's wrong.
And before, in the village.
Okay, I know. That was terrible.
Yes.
But it's the way they live. Like Javary said, always has been, I guess. But this isn't the way we live. It's not what we're about. It doesn't make me think the Indians, they were right to kill. I don't think that. But I mean, they figure that it's okay to kill like that. They don't break their own rules. Those are the only rules they ever had. I mean, they just go out and they do it. But we put up a whole world on not killing people. And we know it's wrong. And we still kill them when they get in the way. I mean, anybody. And it's just because we're so clever. We always got a good reason. And that makes us feel okay. We don't even kill the poor bastards, honestly. We don't even give them that.
Well, my friends, you wander about the forest, and who knows where you go?
What do you mean?
People vanish, eh?
You can't do that.
To build this road, I can do any damn thing I want.
What are your men doing out there?
What I always intended. The Larga will come in force to get the girl back. We shall be waiting.
Can you see what they're doing now?
They've got guns. Big guns.
Help me up. Oh, dear God. It'll be a massacre.
They're leaving the fires alight.
Over there, searchlights. The Indians will be blinded when they come out of the trees. Noise and confusion. They won't know what's happening.
We have to stop it. Get out of here. I'll show you.
Going somewhere, kid? I don't think so. Just a big hole in the ground with the scum outside. Hey, I said I'd get you, priest.
Please, may I pray?
You do whatever you damn well please. It ain't gonna make a bit of difference.
Tomas.
Hey.
You're right, my friend.
No.
Tomas? Hey, Father.
Thank God.
Somebody tell me what's happening.
You're alive, my friend.
But that man.
He shot at you, so I killed him.
You killed him?
Give a man a gun.
And he'll use it.
If the stakes are high enough.
His life.
Perhaps I just lost my life, Thomas.
And the rest of it?
Javari found us after you'd been hit. Ray and Bill helped get you away.
Yeah, he finally let me put the camera down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries, mate. We got enough to hang someone, if we ever get out of here.
The Indians?
What Indians? You mean the women and kids and maybe five or six guys who've run so deep into the forest no one's gonna see them for another 100 years? Or the poor bastards who were lying under a nice new bit of road. They really had it made, those road guys. I'll bet they're in all the papers right now.
And us? What do we do?
We go back, I guess.
And give them your film?
You're kidding.
You think they'll let you keep it? Let you walk onto a plane and fly away?
Okay, Tomas.
What do you say, Father?
Oh, we've been over it, Tomas, again and again. We have to get out somehow.
We haven't done anything illegal.
Sure we have. What about Javari?
Huh?
In our law, Javari isn't even a man. He is a child.
Indians don't get passports, Bill.
Oh.
They're wards of the state. Technically, we're guilty of kidnapping him. They could hold us all on that, and what would happen then? At the very least, you would never see your film again.
You mean, even if we gave him the film, we'd still get it in the neck?
They can arrange anything, and no one would ever know.
Great. Hell, I'm so sorry.
Why?
I guess nothing can ever be the same again for you guys. And if I hadn't got you into this...
We made our own choices. Maybe it's for the best anyway. Now, we can't sit around and talk. We want to stay living, then we have to keep moving, fast. Stay working. We can't go back.
You're going to need a doctor, kid.
He will be all right.
You sure?
I am sure.
It's best this way, Bill. They'll think we're all dead.
They'll be damned right.
No. We must live. To tell what happened. To show it. To shout so loud that no one can pretend they don't know.
I'll buy that. But how?
We make our own way. Javari will get our food.
We have maps. A boat. We're strong. We will do it.
We're dead if we go out the normal way. We're dead if we stay put. I reckon we got no choice, Billy.
Father?
Perhaps it is the only way.
So we better make it. Right, Javari?
I think we will.
Think? Hell, Javari. I know we will.
That was Dull Sun, Polished Moon by Mike Walker. Father Alvaro was played by Ronald Herdman, Bill Kraus by Steve Hodson, Tomas by Gary Cady, Ray by Frank Ellis, Javari by Crawford Logan, Gisco by John Livesey, Edson by Stephen Thorne, and the film narrator by Hugh Dixon. The play was directed by Christopher Venning. Thank you.